John Leach is Sitka's municipal administrator. He's fielded a few calls from residents concerned about unusually high utility bills.
We haven't had the warmest spring this year, and May was an unusually cold month. And we have a rate structure set up where it's seasonal. You know, we have a lower rate in the wintertime and a higher rate in the summertime, and that's meant to kind of equalize out that utility bill throughout the year. And in May, the new seasonal rates kicked in, and unfortunately it was still pretty cold and people had to run their heaters a lot, so most are experiencing some higher than normal utility bills right now.
Sitka's electric rate for residential customers jumps from around 13 cents to 22 cents per kilowatt hour every April through September. The average high temperature for April in Sitka is 50 degrees. The average high for May is 54. This year in April, Sitka hit 50 only 9 times. Likewise, in May, the daily high temperature reached 54 only 9 times. Overnight lows dipped into the 30s as late as May 12th. Ratepayers noticed the unusually high bills, and a few inquired at City Hall to ask why, with thousands of cruise tourists roaming the streets paying sales taxes, they weren't seeing a bit of a break. Leach says that's because the electric department, like water and sewer and garbage, are enterprise funds and aren't financially connected.
They operate like little mini businesses, and those businesses stand on the fees that people pay for the services. You know, we don't look to make a profit in any of those businesses. It's just, what do we need to keep that service up and running? Now, the difference between our general fund, that's what that's where sales tax dollars go. That's where property tax dollars go. And those are for general governmental services like your roads, public safety, your police department, your fire department. So you can kind of see how we wouldn't want to collect fees for electricity and apply that to harbor rates, since there's unique users in each area. Or we don't want to take electric department rates and give it to the police department, right? So we want to make sure that the fund stays healthy.
Leach says that occasionally the assembly will decide to transfer a surplus in the general fund to give ratepayers a break. Last year, for example, residents all received a $300 credit on their utility bills. Some Sitkins remain divided on the value of the major expansion of the city's Blue Lake hydroelectric project in 2015. At $140 million, some think it was too expensive. Others wonder why it hasn't brought down rates. Leach says Blue Lake is holding down rates. Most residents don't realize what they'd be paying if the project had not been built.
The dam was necessary to increase capacity as more and more users came onto the system. We just couldn't keep up anymore. And if this project hadn't happened, then we would be running diesels. And the cost of running those diesels is about $60,000 a day.
Although warmer weather will probably spare residents from further sticker shock this summer, there is immediate relief for many people already in place. Leach says residents who qualify for any number of services, including free school lunches, food stamps, or Medicaid, can apply for Sitka's Utility Cost Subsidization Program and receive $100 per month off their utility bills. Reporting in Sitka with help from Brooke Schaefer, I'm Robert Woolsey.